Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshela. We're now on Masachet Chulin Daf Nun Chet Amud Bet, taking a look at the fifth Mishnah in this, the third parak. Achuzat Hadam. If you have an animal that has extra blood in the back of its neck, Vam Ushenet, or one that was in heavy smoke, Vam Tsunenet, or one that was cold, Vashachla Hardufni, or it ate Hardufni, which is some sort of a poisonous plant, Shachla Tzorat Tanagolim, or ate chicken feces, or shatat maimarim, or drank foul water, ksheira. This is what we referred to earlier as a misukenet, an animal that's in danger but is not a treifa. Now, achlasam hamavet, if it ate poison, or shekisha nachash, or it was bitten by a snake, muteret mishum treifa. There is no din of treifa here because nothing traumatic happened that's going to cause it to die. But asra mishum sakana nefashot, but you can't eat it because dangerous for you because of the poison. Okay, Amar Shmuel, hil ita chiltit. If you shoved chiltit, which is a kind of a very sharp plant, into the animal's mouth, then trefa, my time, what's the reason? It eats up its insides and chops it up, so it makes it a trefa. Now, Meitiv Rav Shizvi brought a brita that partially is going to challenge Shmuel and partially our Mishnah. Which is so far in our Mishnah. Hil itati achiltit ufil palit. If it shoved those three things down its throat, achla samavet, or it ate samamavet, poison, kshera. So, we have a challenge to Shmuel, we have a challenge to our Mishnah. But if a snake bit it, or if a rabid dog bit it, muteret mishum treifah v'asor mishum sakanat nefashot. So those two get the dangerous to eat category, but not if it ate poison. So kasha chilti dachilti, we have a challenge from Shmuel on this braita, or this braita to Shmuel. Kasha mamavet asamavet is a challenge from this braita to our Mishnah about poison. Chilti dachilti lo kasha, we can answer Shmuel. If the animal ate leaves, then it is not in danger. They won't cut it up. But if it ate actual pieces of the chiltit, then it's dangerous. Some of it, it'll hurt it inside the treifa. Some of it, lokasha, hadida hadadam. If it eats something that's poisonous to animals only, then it's not a treifa, and it's not usher for us to eat. But if it's something that's poisonous for man, then it's asur mishum sakanat nefashot. Now, some of it dufni, but in the braita that said some of it is mutar, it listed some of it and hardufni, and we think that hardufni is the only kind of plant that's only dangerous for animals, so it's the same thing. The answer is treigavni some of it. There are two different kinds, one some of it, one hardufni. Okay. My tia, in the Mishnah, it said also if you fed it tia, it's mutar, so what is that? Amar of Yehuda. Ikra de mirirta, some very bitter root of a plant. If somebody eats 3 shekel worth in weight of this chiltit on an empty stomach, mishtalach mashche, his skin will become sort of fall off because he'll get so hurt, he'll itch and scratch his skin off. That happened to me. I just said one. V'ilo diat v'mayiv, had not drowned it in water, mishtalach mashchei. Or if I had not myself sat in water, I would have ended up scratching my skin off. That's me, and I fulfilled the pasuk. Wisdom keeps its owners alive. I kept alive because of that. Rav Yosef, if he ate 16 eggs, if he guzi and 4 almonds, v'shev butita de parchi and 7 caper plants, v'shatur v'yata de duvsha, and you ate a revit of honey. Betkufa Tammuz, on a hot day, aliba rekana, on an empty stomach, mitakar talya deliba, your heart will get disconnected. Hubar tavya de atal verishkalutas, there was a deer that was brought to verishkaluta, tave mafsi karan batraita, the back legs were cut off. Babke rav betsomata gidin va'achshre rav, did what we saw in the previous sugya, checked with the tendons coming together, and they were still all there, so he said it's kosher. He thought he would have a good piece of that meat. Aren't you concerned that maybe a snake bit in those legs? How do we check it? Put it in the oven on a spit. It'll check itself. They put it in and they saw pieces dripping down. Kari Shmuel, so it was poisonous. Kari Shmuel later Rav. Shmuel said about Rav, Lo Yuna Latzadik Kol Aven. A tzadik will not have anything bad happen to him. He's protected. Karva later Shmuel, and he said about Shmuel, Kol Razlo Anaslach. That we said about Daniel, no secret was hidden from him. Shmuel had all the inside info. Okay, the next Mishnah, and this is two Mishnah, Vav and Zion. We'll only do Vav right now, but this is the end of the parak in Mishnayot. We still have quite a ways to go in the Gemara. Simanei behemah v'chaya nemru min haTorah. The simanim of how to tell a kosher animal are in the Torah. V'simanei ha'of lo nemru, but there are no signs or indicators given for birds. Aval amru chachamim, what's the chachamim's verdict? Kol of hadores, any predator, tamei, automatically is tamei. But any bird that has an extra finger on its foot, on its tail, on the back, vizefek, and that extra sort of a crop, korkavan only cloth, and its gizzard could be peeled away, tahor. Any bird that when it goes on to a perch, puts its legs above and below, is tamei. And that's the end of the Mishnah. Different signs for tamei birds. Tanei Rabbanan, Eloin Simanei Behemah. Koma Beimam, Professor Parsa, the Torah says, split hooves and choose its cut. Here's something new. If it chooses its cut, it does not have upper levels of teeth. Utahora, and therefore it's tahor. Uchlalahu, is that true? Very gamal, the malegirahu, a camel, chooses its cut. Veinla shinarim lamala, and has no teeth, and tameh, because of the hoof. So the answer is gamal nivitle, it still has some fangs up on top. For a ben gamal denivi nami lately, but a young camel doesn't have that. For two are shafan via never to malet girayin. The hyrax and the rabbit chew their cud. Veishtan shinayin the mala, and they do have teeth up there. Utmein and a tamei. Viot shinayin miktivayat, there is no mention of teeth in the Torah. Elahachi kamar, this is how we should read the formulation. Kol behema she'en la shinayin the mala, if the animal does not have teeth above, viadua shehim ma'alat girayin. You should know that it chews its cud. Mefreset parsal Torah, and then it's hooves, and then it's tahor. V'liv duk beparsute. Why don't you check its hooves? Let's say that the hooves are cut off. Rav Chista, Rav Chista. He said, Hayam halech bamidbar. Let's say you're walking in some wild area. You've had an animal; its legs are, its feet are cut off. That doesn't make it a treifa. But take b'fia. Check its mouth. If it doesn't have upper teeth, biadua shi Torah. If not, then you know it's Tamei. Vachia kir gamal, as long as you can recognize a gamal, because a gamal will be the only one that won't have those teeth and yet will still be a Tmeya. Gamal nivitle, it has those teeth. Ella, vachia kir ben gamal, a young camel. You have to recognize that it's not a young camel. Lavmarid ika ben gamal, wait a second, didn't we say that there is such a thing as a ben gamal? There must be other things like a ben gamal. The answer is lo salkadai tachtana Rebbe Shmuel v'yatagamal kimalat gira hu. You cannot eat the gamal because even though it chews its cud, it doesn't have split hooves. Shalit ba'olamo, the one who controls his world, God yodea she'en lecha davar ma'ale gira v'stamei ela gamal. He said the only thing I know of that I know of in the world, which means there is only one thing in the world that chews its cud and is still tamei as a gamal. Fich v'ra v'katuv hu. Therefore the Torah said gamalat gira hu. Now flip it. You were out in the way and you found an animal whose mouth was cut. You couldn't check its teeth. Check its hooves. If they're split, that's how you check. As long as you can recognize a chazir, because a chazir, of course, famously has split hooves but doesn't chew its cut. Wait a second. You just said that there's such a thing as a chazir that's an exception. There must be other things that are exceptions. So lo sakadaitach no dan Rabbi Shmuel v'yatachazir ki mafris parsa hu. It splits its hoof. Shalit ba'olamo yodeh she'en l'chadavar shemafris parsa v'tamei el chazir. God, who controls the world, knows that the only thing that has split hooves that is tamei is the chazir. That's the only thing you have to be able to say, this is not a chazir. V'chbarad v'katuv hu. Therefore the Torah said it, hu. What happens if you can't find either thing? You check the way that it's stretched, the skin. If the skin goes both lengthwise and widthwise, then you know it's tahor. As long as you can recognize a burrow that is tamei and it has its skin go like that. Amart Ikar Road. Wait a second. There's a borough. Ikarami Minachrin and Dami Road. There must be other things like that. The answer is Gemur Leika. We know that there aren't. Ve'echabodek. We're on the skin. Do you check? Rabbi, we tell Rav Chista Bechanfe Ha'okets. Right near the coccyx, right above at the top of the femur. Okay, in the Mishnah it says Simanei Chaya. Taran Elo in Simanei Chaya. So the Brita says these are Simanei Chaya. What do you mean Simanei Chaya? Chaya bechal beimayi l'simanim. We have the same simanim of chewing its cud and split tooth for chaya. What kind of simanim are there? Amar Rav Zera, so he said what it means is latir chelba, to allow us to eat its fat. Because remember, chayot, you can eat the fat. Hachi kamar, elu en simanei chaya shechelba mutar. The following are indicators that it's a chaya that you could eat the chelev. Kol sheyesh la karnayim utlafayim. As long as it has horns and claws, then it is a chaya. If it has horns, you don't have to check the claws. If it has claws, you have to check the horns, which means the claws do nothing. The keresh, there's a particular kind of animal called keresh. Even if it only has one horn, it is mutar. Now, klalahu, is that rule true? For a's, think about this. A goat, utlafayim, it has horns and claws. Chabo asur, and you still can't eat its fat. It's a behema. The answer is kruchotpa. You know, we need for the horns to be layered. For a shor, think about this. An ox, the kruchot, they have layered horns. Chabo asur, you still can't eat the fat. Layered means that there's several layers of cartilage inside. So the answer is charukotpa. You know, they need to be scored. For a's, think about this. A goat, the charukot, they are scored horns, the chabo asur, and still behema, but futsalot painen, we need for them to be split horns, meaning a horn that then splits into others, like an elk. Vareit svi, think about a deer, tenu futsalot, the chabo mutar. A deer's horns don't split, and yet it's a chaya. The answer is hadurot painen. We have something else, which is that the horns have to be curved. Helkach, here we go. Hechel mipatzla, if the horns split, so lo dina velo dayana. There's no din, there's no dayan, meaning it's clear that it's a chaya, you can eat the chelev. Heichel mipatzla, but if the horns do not split, ba'inan kruchot, chadurot, vecharukot, you need all three things. It has to be layered, curved, and scored. V'udemiv lachirkayu, and that's as long as the scoring flows one into the other. Ha'sfeke de izah karkoz, and that's the safek they had about this izah karkoz. And here's the case. Ayui Iza Harkoz, a certain goat from Harkoz, have a Beresh Galut who was brought to Resh Galuta's house, party or something, to Akur Malat Sina de Tarbine. They got a whole basket full of fat out of it. So, can you eat it or not? Rav Achai Asar, Rav Achai said you can't. Rav Shmuel Berei de Rabbi Avahu, Achal Mina, he did eat from it. Karia Nafshe, but Prefi Ishtis Banabit, no, a man eats from his own words, which means he was Matur, and then he got to enjoy it. Shalchu mitam, so from Eretz Yisrael they sent the message. The halacha does follow the lenient one. But don't be so quick to dismiss the opinion. Rabbeinu Achai, he indeed is the light of the exile. Now back to the keresh. Keresh, tavi de Be'iloi. That keresh is the deer of Be'iloi. Be'iloi is some place, maybe in Iran or something, that they talked about this mythical creatures from there, or great creatures from there. Tagras, what's a tagras, or a tigris? Arya de Be'iloi, that's the panther, or tiger, from Be'iloi. Tigris, by the way, means fast. Something that goes very fast, which is why the river, the Chideko River, is called the Tigris. Amrav Kana, Tesham Hatam ben Una La Una da Arya de Be'iloi. This panther of Be'iloi, this tiger, has 9 amot, which is could be up to 18 feet, between one ear and the other. Rav Yosef Sheitzam Hatam Mashche de Tavid Be'iloi. Its skin is 16 amot. The case of Yeshua ben Chananya, so now the case are said to Rav Yeshua, this goes back now to the early Tanaitic era. Aloichem Kar Yematil, your God is compared to a lion in text. The lion roars, who's not afraid? But Maravute, what's so nice about comparing your God to a lion? Parsha katel Arya, a little gnat can kill a lion. My love, Kai Arya Matil, God's not compared to a regular lion. Kaideve Eloi Matil, he's compared to that ferocious panther. I want to see him. You can't see him. No, I want to see him. So by Rachameh, Rabbi Shua davened, this panther was taken from his place. Kavimarchik Arbamea Parsi Neam Chad Kala. When he was 400 parsot away, he roared once. Apilu Koma Barta. All the pregnant women lost their babies. Veshura Deromina fell, and the wall of Rome fell. I'm not sure exactly what to do with this Haggadah. Everybody will understand it in their own way. Ademrachak Flat Mea Parsi. When he was 300 parsot away, Neam Kala Achrina, he roared again. Nator Kachi Veshini Degavi. Everybody's teeth fell out. And the king himself fell off his throne. Please, Rabbi Yeshua, boy, Rachmi Alei, the heart of the Duchte, send him back to his place. Rachmi Alei, the heart of the Atre. He davened and it went back. We'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast with more stories of Kesar and Rabbi Yeshua Hananya and Kesar's daughter, Rabbi Yeshua Hananya. In the meantime, though, wish everybody a wonderful day.